Welcome to the Personal Financial Planning Section podcast, delivering insights from experts on tax, retirement, estate, risk management, investment planning, and practice management, designed to help you best serve your clients and take your practice to the next level. I'm your PFP section host, Sarah Bradley. Be sure to visit us at aicpa.org/PFP and stay tuned at the end of the episode for information on how to access valuable resources. And now over to our guest.
Thank you, Sarah. On behalf of the AICPA Personal Financial Planning Section, I'm Lyle Benson, and I welcome you to this podcast today. I'm a CPA. I head up a CPA financial planning firm in Baltimore, Maryland. I've been active in the AICPA's Personal Financial Planning Section for over 30 years, and I thought today I'd like to share with you some thoughts from leading CPA financial planners around the country as we work our way through the coronavirus pandemic. My original plan with this podcast, and we'll start this at some point in the near future, is to do interviews of successful CPA financial planners that have unique practices and try to understand more about what's made them so successful in working with clients and in building their firms. That got put to the side as we all are dealing with the global pandemic that we're dealing with right now. So I thought what would make sense is to highlight some of the best thinking from the leading CPA financial planners out there in terms of how they're talking to clients. What are those client conversations looking like during this pandemic? I think the importance of community in these times can't be stressed enough. It's so important to have a network of your peers and your colleagues, either in your firms or outside of your firms, that you can use as a resource as you think through how to communicate and how to deal with all the issues we're facing during these times. I have a study group that I put together about 12 years ago, actually. There's 13 of us that are all folks that I've worked with in the AICPA financial planning section, but they're all leaders in their firms and in the field of financial planning. And we've gotten together for our hour and a half calls, actually every Saturday morning for the last 8 weeks now during the pandemic, just to talk about what our clients are facing, how we're dealing with client issues, the kind of planning things we're thinking about, and so forth. I thought it'd be helpful to share some highlights from those discussions, focusing on client service and running your firm as well. There are plenty of resources for technical information out there, so I'm not going to try to replicate that. The AICPA has tremendous resources, which I'll talk about at the end of the program, and there are lots of other resources certainly available. But I want to focus more on what we're discussing with our clients during these times. When we started our Saturday morning calls back in mid-March, early March, just as the coronavirus was beginning to spread, we really focused on what we could control. And I think that's really the key to how we respond, is we want to remain calm in the face of chaos. We want to put aside irrational thoughts and really develop a plan that keeps us moving forward. I look back on a lot of what the Stoic philosophers said during times like these as they went through pandemics centuries ago. This is the time to really differentiate ourselves from others, other advisors. I think that we can connect with clients on a deeper level. Leadership really requires a thoughtful, prudent approach in times like these. One of the most important messages that came out early in these discussions was really knowing your clients. Who are the most vulnerable clients? Making sure you're taking care of them and reaching out to them. And in hindsight, you can never communicate enough in times like these. Many of us learned that in the 2008-2009 Great Recession as well. A thoughtful, prudent approach is really what leadership requires at this time, and it enables you to connect with clients on a deeper level. Make sure your clients understand that we have their financial situation covered, that they can focus their energy and their attention on taking care of their families and themselves. We should be taking the financial fear off the table for clients. How you communicate with clients really is driven by individual client preferences. Some clients prefer email. Some clients and many more now are comfortable with virtual meetings, as most of us are working remotely. Phone calls are also an important way to connect with clients, but think about each client and how they communicate best. What you don't want to do is send an email to a client that really likes that personal phone call. And keep in mind that everybody's situation is different. Don't make assumptions going into a conversation. Your phone calls and your conversations with clients during times like these really should start with, how are you doing? Let clients talk. Really let them communicate with you about what they're feeling and what they're dealing with in times like these. In our role as CPA financial planners, our conversations with clients really need to keep them focused on the bigger picture. And we saw that especially as the markets took the quickest time period to get to a bear market in history. The conversations we had with clients were giving them that bigger picture, helping them understand that their entire portfolio is not 100% in stocks. So while they're hearing the news about how much narrow indexes are down like the Dow, their portfolio is typically not down as much because they've got cash, they've got bonds in there as well. And helping them understand that we've anticipated bear markets in their Monte Carlo analysis we've done. We know there are going to be times like these where the markets go down, and that's something that's factored into the analysis we do. They have a diversified portfolio for that reason. Cash reserves and fixed income are always a place to ride out a downturn in the equity markets. And I think reinforcing that with clients and really focusing on their situation, their cash flow picture, their sources of reserves to be able to meet their cash flow needs is important. A lot of clients early on would be asking us about, is it time to rerun my financial plan? Do I need to look at this? Do I need to work longer now? Or maybe I can't retire at the level that I thought I was going to be able to. I think it would be premature to do that in the middle of the volatility we saw. Again, we saw the quickest downturn to a bear market and the quickest swing to a bull market in the last 5 or 6 weeks. That's not a time to step back and look at the big picture. We've had other clients that are struggling with helping adult children who are maybe have lost their jobs as a result of all this. And balancing that with their own financial need is important. I've got a couple clients that are looking at going into retirement communities, and they're having second thoughts about whether the timing's right to do that now, with the impact of this virus really being felt in those kind of communities, and also the financial implications of making that kind of a change. As we work with clients from a planning standpoint, I think there are a couple key areas that we've been able to focus on and that CPA financial planners in general have been focusing on over the past 2 months. The first is always cash flow, understanding living expenses for clients, understanding sources of income and how they may change during this. Cash reserves, as I mentioned, taxes. It's great that we've got a reprieve until July 15th for most tax return filings. But knowing where someone stands from a cash flow standpoint is probably the most important part of tax planning right now. And debt. We've got interest rates that are at historic lows and may stay that way for a little while. So looking at debt structure is also an important planning element, and having those conversations with clients that have debt in place to see if they should refinance or consider other approaches. The investment area is always a focus when we go through something like this. And I think a lot of your role as a CPA financial planner is really communicating with clients and giving them perspective. One of the conferences that I'm involved with is the AICPA Personal Financial Planning Summit, which was held in January in Austin, Texas. It was hosted by Dimensional Fund Advisors, and we had a follow-up webinar recently with Apollo Lopescu from Dimensional, who talked about the communication concepts and really how do you communicate with clients in times of extreme market volatility, especially when it's wrapped around a global pandemic. And there were some great ideas that were shared along those lines, and really building your playbook in terms of how you communicate with clients and the information you provide them, and trying to have an overall approach in your discussions with clients, realizing that each one's going to be unique, but having some basic points that you try to make with clients to help them understand the markets and to help them understand whether these kind of things have happened before, and to anticipate the kind of questions that you're going to get from clients is also important. While the general advice of most CPA financial planners in times like these would be to essentially do nothing during this extreme volatile times in the markets, there are things that can be done to add value with clients, and many advisors have been doing that over the last 2 months. Tax loss harvesting, accumulating capital losses that you're able to use against capital gains this year or in future years is important. Trimming concentrated holdings. Many advisors have clients that have large stock positions, either from prior gifts or inheritances or employer stock. Trimming those when their values are down results in a lot less tax. So sometimes that can be a good step to take. Considering rebalancing. It's hard to rebalance portfolios when there's so much volatility and we're seeing 10% swings in the day. It can be dangerous to do that, but at some point looking at the overall allocation, because that asset allocation and those targets are such a critical piece of the overall financial planning. And then exercising stock options. If you have corporate executives who had stock options where the stock price is down for a period, taking advantage of that time period, generating less income tax as a result, can be valuable. We also, as EPAs, we're working with clients in the tax planning area and the estate planning area as well. And a lot of our conversations during these past couple of months have been wrapped around those sorts of planning issues. Having the suspension of the required minimum distributions in 2020 is an important planning tool. And for clients that don't need those RMDs for cash flow reasons, it may make sense to push those off into future years. Now, the concern, of course, is what future tax rates may look like, either for the client or for the person that inherits it as a beneficiary IRA that now has to take it out over a 10-year period generally. So that's something to think through, but we've seen a lot of that kind of planning for clients in these last couple months. Roth conversions. When asset values are down, Roth conversions can make a lot of sense. 529 plan contributions. A lot of our clients are funding 529 plans for their children or possibly for their grandchildren, taking advantage of putting money in at a lower point in the market. Dollar cost averaging all the time can make a lot of sense. So that's worth taking a look at. And then the estate planning area. For clients that are in a situation where they've got a taxable estate, they're over the federal exemption amounts, I think there is general concern that those exemption amounts could come down, could be reduced even before 2026 when they're supposed to come down, when they're scheduled to come down. And asset values at lower levels and lower interest rates can create some real unique planning opportunities. And we've had lots of conversations, as my colleagues around the country have, with clients in that situation around doing additional gifting, using spousal limited access trusts to make gifts to move things out of their estate, making gifts to a family limited partnership or other entity that you've got to take advantage of that as well. GRATs are another great tool to take advantage of in a low interest rate environment. That hurdle that you've got to be over from an IRS standpoint can be very low. So there's real advantage that you can take there. Intrafamily loans with interest rates below 1% from an IRS AFR rate standpoint. We've seen a number of clients put in place family loans to try to help out family members that need that. So there are a lot of planning things that you can talk to clients about, and that's what a lot of our focus has been over the course of the past couple of months. Social Security and Medicare, the impact of this on those programs is an important consideration as well. And we've all had conversations with clients about when to take Social Security, and some of that may be changing as a result of what's going on with this coronavirus. Managing our firms in a remote environment has also been challenging. As many of us have shifted our practices to work remotely and have our employees work remotely, many more clients are getting more comfortable with virtual meetings. They're used to using Zoom and GoToMeeting and Google Meets and other tools out there, so that could change the way we interact with clients at some point in the future as well. I think one of the things that's so critical when you do make that transition, or if you're needed to make that transition, is communication among your team and among others out there, just to make sure everybody's on the same page. It's got to be something that's top of the list in terms of keeping your team together and communicating well. Also, in this fast-paced environment, you want to make sure you're documenting everything, all these conversations with clients. Having a good CRM system in your firm is important to be able to document those conversations, especially when they're taking place with multiple advisors in your firm in their remote locations. You want to make sure everybody knows what's been talked about with clients. And I think cybersecurity is always top of mind for people as they think about the impact of times like these and making sure they're still operating from a secure standpoint, which is sometimes a little harder to do when everyone's working remotely. As the U.S. and the rest of the world are now turning our attention to how we come out of this pandemic, there's been lots of conversation, lots of articles written about that. Bob Varis, whose newsletter is part of the PFP section membership, wrote a great article about the impact of changes on business in the future and what that might look like. We're all eager to go back to some sense of normal, but a lot of people believe that this global pandemic will cause permanent changes in our lives, our psyches, and the normal way that business is conducted in America and around the world. Will we ever go back to business as usual before the virus struck? In Bob's article, he talks about companies, large and small, overcoming their reluctance to let employees work remotely. Business travel and conferences could become more virtual and less in-person events. Schools from elementary to college have been forced to accelerate their online learning capabilities, and that could change the future of education in many ways. As I mentioned earlier, everyone's becoming more comfortable with virtual meetings and using services out there for everything from business meetings to exercise classes. Online shopping has already seen rapid growth in recent years, and with physical stores closed, that growth has really exploded. A catastrophe on the scale of COVID-19 pandemic can also change the psyche in interesting ways, and I think it'll take time to really see how this fully plays out, but think about the impact of people who survived the Great Depression and the rationing during World War II. One of the biggest residues of those times were that people lived very frugally for the rest of their days, even in times of great abundance in our country. So how might this pandemic also impact the psyche of our population going forward? On a more personal level, I think how you take advantage of this incredible opportunity we've been given to think more deeply about what you want your life to look like after the pandemic. Before jumping right back into the life you had before, maybe that's not the right answer. Maybe you want to think about some changes that can improve your life and enable you to live more aligned with your true purpose. You know, we've had some conversations with clients, as others in my study group have as well, along those lines of people really stepping back and thinking about what their life looks like and how might they want to change things. I think asking some questions like, what have you truly missed during these past few months? And how can you make changes that enable you to spend more time in those activities? Maybe there are some things you found that you really don't need in your life. We often fill our lives with so many activities and so much stuff that we constantly feel overwhelmed. Maybe some of that's not that important in the long run. How can you make a real difference in the lives of others that you're close to? Maybe your perspective on that has changed some during this pandemic. Take advantage of this time and step back and think about the impact of this and think about how you might be able to change going forward and live a better version of yourself. I think it's also important, and this is one of the things that came through clearly in our calls over the past week, is to manage your own stress and de-stress yourself. Self-care is so critical. We're in a helping profession. We are on the front lines, not unlike what medical workers are in that we're dealing with clients and the emotions around their finances. As CPA financial planners, while we focus on our clients' finances, we need to understand their whole lives, their whole picture. And it's so important to be addressing that whole picture. As CPA financial planners, we have an incredible opportunity to create even deeper relationships with our clients during times like these. Don't miss this opportunity. Take advantage of it. Be present and make a real difference for your clients. The AICPA continues to provide some great resources for you. They have a COVID page, AICPA.org/PFP/COVID-19. We encourage you to look at the resources that are there and take advantage of them. Reach out to your peers and your networks and make sure you're taking full advantage of those as well, and take care of yourself too, so that we can be in the position to really provide the best advice for our clients. Again, this is Lyle Benson. Thank you for sharing this time with me, and I'll turn it back to Sarah.
And thank you for sharing with our community of listeners. Want more information, resources, tools, and guidance on technical and practice management topics? Visit AICPA.org/PFP and check out the show notes for this episode as well. So if you're not already a member, think about joining the PFP section, which is designed to save you time, help you best serve your clients, and take your financial planning practice to the next level. You'll gain access to a robust selection of high-quality technical and practice management resources like guides, 24/7 access to an online learning library, client communication and education tools, up to 8 hours of free CPE, and more. Don't forget to leave us a review so we can continue bringing valuable and relevant content. And subscribe to our podcast channel so you don't miss an episode. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to next time.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or AICPA.org. It is provided with the understanding that the AICPA and AICPA.org are not engaged in offering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and AICPA.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.